کوئی مرتبہ ان سے بھر کر نہیں راہ خدا میں اس نظر سے ہے. There is nothing which is greater in the path of Allah Ta'ala than ilm. There is nothing greater, he said, nothing can surpass ilm in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And in order to gain the path of Allah, to be successful in the path of Allah Ta'ala, ilm, it is imperative, it is necessary. That reason Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that faridatun ala kulli muslim, that ilm, it is compulsory upon every Muslim. Every Muslim requires a necessary amount of knowledge of the deen in order to ensure that his daily activities are in conformity with the deen. And when the virtues of ilm are mentioned, it refers to ilm nafi, beneficial ilm, does not refer merely to book knowledge. As far as book knowledge is concerned, there are many kuffar orientalists who are masters and experts in Arabic and in our Kitab of the Deen. They have translated, these kuffar have translated from the Arabic Hadith Kitabs, Fiqh Kitab, Tafsir Kitabs. And they have vast book knowledge. Many of them have much more knowledge than most Maulvis also. But they remain kafir. So it does not refer merely to textual knowledge. Ilm nafi, beneficial ilm. And what is the meaning of beneficial ilm? It is ilm on which one makes amal, even if it's a little. There will be not of nur in that ilm, and that nur will be in the heart of the mu'min and in his aql will become nurani if he makes amal on that ilm. That is Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Verily, amongst the servants, slaves of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says here, only, uses the word only the ulama fear him. Only the ulama fear him. A person has got true ilm and he makes amal on that ilm, then genuine khawf and khashyat will come into his heart. He said that khashyat, that khawf, the fear of Allah will be rooted and entrenched in his heart. Will not be like a person who is pious, he lacks knowledge, he lacks even sufficient knowledge, but he is pious. So such piety, the thing, sometimes is short-lived, and sometimes it is misunderstood. It generates in a person kibar and arrogance in him. So for that reason, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Faqihun wahidun أشد على الشيطان من ألف عابد." Look at this vast difference here, the comparison the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made. You see, one faqih, one who's got a true, genuine ilm, that such ilm which creates nur in the understanding and in the heart, you see, he's sterner on shaitan than Allah. Then 1,000 abids, 1,000 pious people, abids, one who devotes the greater part of his life only to ibadat, to zikrullah and to ibadat. And he's not a child. Child can never be an abid. He has necessary ilm for his acts of ibadat and for his daily life. Yet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that one faqih is sterner and harder on shaitan than 1,000 abid. And I say an alim is not one who's a maulvi, one who's a maulana, one who has studied and he has got a certificate. and wears a big turban also. That's not a requisite. The requisite of the army is that he must make amal, he must practice every deed which the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed us, regardless of whether that is farz, wajib, sunnah, ghair mu'akkada, mustahab, or amongst the adab. Every act of the sunnah, as if it is farad, you must give practical expression to that. Al-Ma'ruf Qarqi rahmatullahi said, إِذَا عَمِلَ الْعَالِمُ بِإِلْمِهِ إِسْتَوَتْ لَهُ قُلُوبُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He said, when an alim, as Ma'ruf Qarqi rahmatullahi said, when he makes amal on his ilm, then the hearts of the mu'minin incline towards him. Even those who are in disagreement with him and those who dislike him also because of his stand on the haq, but their hearts incline towards him. They gain that understanding, you know, this is the haq. فَلَا يَكْرَهُهُ إِلَّا مَنْ بِقَلْبِهِ مَرَدٌ. He said, it's only such a person in whose heart there is a disease, the eye of nifaq, fit, fujur, or ever other spiritual diseases. It's only a person whose heart is overwhelmed with disease, with the marad, with the disease, who dislikes the thing, the alim of the haq. Ilm, the rank of ilm, we understood from this, that Allah Ta'ala ordered all the malaika to make sajda for Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam did not have any huge amount of quota of ibadah. He had no ibadah at that stage. He had not yet engaged in any acts of ibadah. Yet the farisa, malaika, for thousands and thousands and many thousands of years they were existing and they were engaging in ibadah. Some innumerable millions or billions, we don't know, of malaika are only in sajda, for example. And that is the only ibadah. And from the time of their birth, their creation, they are engaged in sajda. Others in ruku, others in jalsa, others in qiyam, others in tasbih, etc., etc. So all of these malaika, they are ordered to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam. This being was compared to them, they are a nurani creation, the malaika, made out of nur, but this insignificant creation, Adam alayhi salam, made out of sand, clay, and filled with the nafs, they had to make sajda to him. That shows the rank, the degree, the status of the alim of ilm. Allah Ta'ala had instilled his knowledge in Adam al-Sam, such knowledge which he did not grant him, he did not grant a malaika. That's the reason also Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the fish and the animals also make dua for the student of the deen, provided he is a student, a genuine student, a sincere student, then they also make dua for him. The malaika come to hadith, they spread their wings like a carpet for the person of ilm. So Allah says here that there is nothing greater in the path of Allah Ta'ala, to understand the path of Allah Ta'ala and to gain proximity and nearness unto Allah Ta'ala than ilm. Balki usme madaris hai, you see, but there are ranks, different ranks, stages. It's not static, stages. Rise higher and higher. The more ilm he has, the more he makes amal, the more nur Allah Ta'ala grants him, and more ilm is revealed into his heart. Is the Ahmad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hukum waam, hukum ayam, kur rabbi sidni ilma. The reason Allah Ta'ala, he ordered Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Quran, say, O Muhammad Sallam, O my Rabb, increase me in knowledge. Nabi, his knowledge comes directly from Allah Ta'ala. But yet Allah Ta'ala instructs Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that you must make dua in this manner. That, oh my Rabb, increase me in ilm. Ibadat se awliya ke karamat, karamat, bahut se zuhur mein, bahut se zuhur mein aaye hain. Isse, the ibadat of awliya, many awliya were not ulama, their ibadat, because of their amount of ibadat, and the quality of the ibadat, in abundance, night and day, 24 hours, they are involved in Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. The effect of that ibadat was the karamat. Many karamat, miracles, were demonstrated at the hands of the awliya. That is the manifestation of karamat is because of all the ibadat. Or ilm, wa tafakkur, or ilm wa tafakkur, or ilm wa tafakkur, same asrar, asrar ke shumar, bear to hote. But as far as ilm and tafakkur, ilm, the knowledge is concerned, and you make tafakkur on that knowledge, the ayats of the Quran, the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, reflect on it, ilm, as a result of that, there are many asrar, mysteries and secrets, spiritual mysteries, which are revealed to them to such an alim. He makes amal on it, and he makes tafakkur, and then there are numerous asrar and mysteries which Allah Ta'ala revealed to him, and he understands people, he understands situations in accordance to the clarity which Allah Ta'ala creates in his heart by means of this ilm and tafakkur and the amal on this ilm.